Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, and it's the 14th of May, and I am recording at 9:37 p.m., and that's British Summer Time here in rainy London here today. That's a change. Okay. Now, this is a day where, for once, bonds weren't really grabbing the limelight here. They eased a little bit. I'll get on to that in a moment, but stick to the routine and looking at the Asia Pacific stock markets here. They are mostly mixed and mostly not doing a lot. Japan, a little more so. The Nikkei was down nearly 1%. China was mixed. Here, tiny gain on the Shanghai Composite Index. I'm just assuming it's still in this consolidation phase overall. But I remain quite bullish for the medium to longer term of on China, and I hope not cavalierly. I'm still treating all that bearish sentiment towards China as a contrary indicator. Excuse me. Okay, India barely changed. It's down tiny fraction here today, and so nothing significant in the other indices. Different story elsewhere, though. Europe scored some good gains in here. Europe overall has been in a consolidation. I mean, you know what happened when Mario Draghi announced his QE program after a fierce battle with German ministers, financial ministers, and so on. He announced that in January, and these European stock markets all took off, and they had a tremendous run, and that peaked really sort of late in the second week of April for most of those indices. And they've been in a ranging corrective consolidation phase overall. They were way overextended relative to their moving averages. And so they pulled back. They certainly haven't reached those moving averages, but they pulled back. So they're mostly a bit closer to them. The only one that is nowhere near its moving average is the big relative strength performer. And that's been Denmark. There we are. We're seeing some upward dynamics in here and some steadying, and this occurred here today. For instance, Sweden up 1.37%, Italy up 1.45%, not so much on Spain. Well, they're all higher. Here, Germany up 1.84%, France 1.36%, Euro stocks up by a similar amount. So it's a good solid day in here overall. And so some upper dynamics, also some tails on the charts. That's where they open and go lower, but then close well off the lows. And that kind of makes me feel that we need to see the lows taken out. So we need to see new closing reaction lows. In other words, take out the recent lows that we've seen over the last few days on these indices to indicate a further move towards the 200-day moving average before these indices range sideways to higher. Why should they range sideways to higher? Well, Super Mario Draghi is the answer, because this QE is certainly still running. And I'm posting a piece here today. I think it's my lead item, but Mario Draghi gaining confidence after that victory over the Germans that I described earlier. In terms of just being able to control his own monetary policy, now he's saying, you know, we really do need secular changes here. And He didn't put it in, didn't describe it as exactly as secular changes, what it was, but just we need we need a fundamental overhaul of the of the economic system that they're operating there. Structural reforms, that's a gap there. I lost it for a moment. Structural reforms is what he's calling for, and my God, it's so true. I've talked about the, the socialist policies in Europe and all the bureaucracies and so on for so long. It's just not, it doesn't take magic here to sort this out. But the trouble is, it becomes like a religion, doesn't it? Some of those policies. Anyway, I digress. Strong Europe and strong in the Americas here. Wall Street up over 1%. We had a new closing high, not an intraday high, but a new closing high on the S&P 500 index. So, this has remained, these indices, well, the leading, these main leaders, the Dow's very close to its highs. The S&P, they're all up over 1% in here today. Now, the two laggards, though, are the transports and the utilities. I'm wondering, is that a warning signal? I'm not so sure about that. And if as long as the S&P and the Dow and the Nasdaq and the Russell 2000, as long as they're pushing higher, I'll be reasonably content about that. But if you want to look at a possible problem there, look at the transports and the utilities. Okay, what else is going on here? Well, in terms of the bonds, I mentioned that they were out of the limelight here today because although they were steady early in the day, they gave up a little bit of ground. Well, down five ticks here on the U.S. So last night's high, or close rather, was 2.29% on the U.S. 10-year, and today it's at 2.235, 2.235. So it's come down a little bit here overall. Also, the same thing happened with the U.K. and the German bonds came down just a little bit. They are overbought in the short term, but that was such a powerful move. I will be astonished if they don't go higher. It's just, do they go higher over the very short term, or is it a more gradual move to the upside? I hope for investors in those bond markets, it's a more gradual move. But the trouble is, this was the, you take all these developed country bond markets, and it's certainly that's the biggest bubble in our lifetimes. And in terms of the overall impact and the amount of money actually involved in this, driving down to those record yields, and everybody's in that market, and except me. And I hope some of you are not in that market. But it's dangerous, very, very dangerous here overall, because we are going to get growth and recovery. Look at all those art sales that have been taking place recently. That's certainly a sign of confidence. And okay, there are a lot of people who are lagging and not participating so well in this, and are struggling somewhat. But those are lagging indicators. In terms of corporations have done well, for the most part. The technology continues to improve. Confidence is growing generally. Employment is growing generally. Corporations, as usual, are doing far better than their respective economies. But these this the, all the evidence, it's not pointing to a slump occurring. It's pointing to a continued gradual, somewhat erratic economic recovery, which could easily pick up steam now that Europe is doing somewhat better. Okay, so what about the dollar? a little lower in here today. That's certainly good news all around, in my opinion. The dollar index is at 93.359. The Indian rupee strengthened in here today. That had been a little soft over the two previous weeks. And the euro had 1.1413. And remember when there was a unanimity of opinion that it would be charging below that 105. Okay, and let's see, also sterling 1.5777, and the Aussie dollar that's remains above 0.80. That's pretty much it. Not big swings in here, but the dollar's a little bit easier than most currencies in here today. And this dollar index downtrend is very consistent so far. The dynamics all to the downside, lower rally highs and very small rally highs. So I hope that continues because the U.S. needs that. And it would also reduce the risk of any borrowers in dollars getting into serious trouble. Okay, and commodities, crude oil a little lower here today. The Brent is consolidating. It's at 66.75, down 50 cents. WTI down a little bit more. It's at 59.73. Platinum gave up, palladium rather, gave up some ground here today, fallen back to 780. And silver, though, very firm, $17.45, looking basey. And platinum also looking basey and still at a discount to gold, which that's unusual, and it eventually reverts. So, excuse me, platinum up over $8 at 1159, and gold up over $5 at 1221. Obviously, the weakening dollar has certainly helped these precious metals to firm up. Industrious metals, mix, copper's a little bit easier in here today. Agricultural commodities look a little steady. Actually, wheat, I hadn't noticed that. Wheat's had a good move up to the upside here today, up nearly 33 cents. Corn also steadier. They are so depressed. So those are picking up. That's probably pushed up CCI, which I will just check and tell you here. And yes, this that's the continuous commodity index. I've been describing them as looking like they're basey. All the world's talking about them going lower. Well, they've already fallen an incredibly long way, and they are picking up. It's gradually ranging higher with a mid-March low. And so this incredibly orderly downward trend, bottoming in mid-March with an upside key day reversal. And we actually saw the CCI index, well worth looking at, in the library. We saw it bottom at 407 on this move. And today it is at 400 and nearly 30, nearly 439. 439. So that's a good recovery, and it looks orderly and consistent. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.